Proving nothing can stop the spirit of the holidays, two Langford friends have banded together and recruited an army of elves to ensure local kids can stay connected to the North Pole this Christmas. When 55,000 postal workers went on strike more than 2 weeks ago, suspending mail service, including Canada Post's Santa Claus letter program, Tina Marsh and Tracy Berry knew what they had to do. It was time to dust off their elf uniforms and come to the rescue. In an effort to keep the spirit and magic of the season alive, the pair quickly set up Santa mailboxes outside their Langford homes, which have also transformed into makeshift elf postal workshops. With the countdown to Christmas Day well underway, the friends are now working hard, with special permission from Santa, to process mail and reply to children's letters. "It's our way of reaching out to the community," said Barry. "A tiny bit of kindness can go a really long way." "These traditions of Christmas are so important," said Marsh. "As you grow up, you remember going to the Santa Claus parade, writing letters to Santa and getting a letter back. Not being able to do that, it takes away from the magic of Christmas." So far the pair have received 40 letters from kids in Langford, Colwood and Sooke. "The letters are so touching," said Marsh. "There's kids that want war to end in their country, other letters where they've listed 70 things in the most detail you've ever seen. It's very sweet. But be warned, the part-time elves take their temporary roles very seriously." "We have a direct line to Santa," said Marsh. "And then he lets us know if people have been naughty or nice. We are well connected to the North Pole." With news of the pop-up letter service snowballing online, the pair expect an avalanche of letters in the coming days. But Marsh and Barry are not fazed. They've brought backup, proving elves can come in all shapes and sizes. Friends, family, neighbors and other community members have stepped forward to help them with their festive mission. "My kids enjoy running to the mailbox and watching the little ones drop off their mail," said Barry about her two children, ages 11 and 14. "They remember being that age and how exciting it was." The two friends began their friendship over 18 months ago as co-workers at March of Dimes Canada, where they support people living with brain injuries. Their Langford clients have also joined the pair's band of merry elves, helping decorate envelopes for Santa's replies. "They love being involved in the community and they love advocating for themselves," said Marsh. Canada Post said on Tuesday, December 3, it has removed the original December 6 deadline for its Santa Claus letter program, which helps deliver up to 1.5 million letters from Canadian kids to the North Pole each year. The organization has said once operations resume, it will ensure all letters make it to the North Pole and receive a reply, but it cannot guarantee delivery dates. So while the postal strike rumbles on, West Shore kids can drop off their letters to Santa at the special mailboxes located at 2399 Bellamy Road and 950 Thrush Place. "We encourage everyone to drop off letters," said Marsh. "Santa has put together quite the group of elves that have stepped up to get the job done." "We are ready to go," added Barry.